eval ex. So in the past, that in 22 it was 2850, and now it's 119,640.
That's based on $3 a square foot. It's based, is that how we come up with the value, $3 a square foot?
Yeah. I mean, that's how we're trying to make it fair for people, so that, you know, some person doesn't have a bigger lot than the other one, so everybody's assessed the same.
Yeah, I think what Jerry's saying is, okay, you get next door, it's
I know.
Not $3
like I said,
a square foot.
Those two, I don't know why they missed them.
Yeah.
That's our fault. But like I said, everybody else in that neighborhood should be all correct. So those will be fixed for 25.
Is it possible to, since it's all the same owner, is it possible to, it sounds like the first acre is the most expensive and then after that it gets cheaper?
So you have the vacant land and you have a house, and it looks like your lots for the one with the smaller house.
Yes.
If your name is exactly the same as it is on the vacant lot, those can be merged together for one without that first acre.
They're
being
both
there.
In a trust, it looks like.
Okay. But they have to be exact.
They're all three in a trust, right?
Unfortunately, I don't know where the A came from. I don't know where that came from.
But they're all three in a trust.
Yes.
Okay.
It's all the same trust.
Okay, so to put 96 and 97 together as one parcel to make it less, you'd have to change the name to be exactly the same, because we're not allowed to merge properties if they're not under the same ownership.
Are you? And what's the difference in the name that you're seeing?
Well, you got Lisa A. Trust, and then you have Lisa S. Revocable Trust.
It may have been deeded. Using
incorrectly,
you know, it may have been deeded using.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's all the same trust. So
Lisa, Susan,
yeah.
If she did that, what would be the assessed value?
We'd have to just add up how much square footage there is. If it's over an acre, then it would come down. So we'd have to add those. Let me see. I'm not good at math on the fly. You know that.
And just one other thing. If in the future I decided I wanted to break that up again, then what do I have to do?
You just have to tell us.
Okay.
And have it drawn up so that we know. You have to have it surveyed, because Kathy plots everything on the map.
I don't know whether or not it's enough
to make it worth the time.
To make it worth your time or not. But.
Probably right. Not.
I'm really appreciative of you all trying, and that you found a property that was value lower. Thank you. It sounds like you guys have to do some figuring. I don't want to make this harder. So if you just want to call me later.
Yeah. We're happy to do that until later. I don't need to table it. It's still on the docket.
Correct.
Okay. All right. As to the home itself, though, do you have any other evidence that the value is not correct? To the home itself?
No.
Okay. And then as to the land and the land value, it sounds like the land on all three of them is the cause of the increase. So, okay. We'll recalculate. We'll give you a call. I don't know what time today it's going to be, because we just done it. We've got another gentleman sitting here, but I appreciate you allowing us to call you later.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope we all can keep our rates down.
Thank you. Gary, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Vestal, Richard, and Shannon Vestal.
Yes.
Okay. Gary, is this a nightly rental?
It is not.
It is not?
Correct.
Okay. Is this a valuation appeal?
Not necessarily. It's the rate that it's taxed as commercial versus residential.
Okay, there is a part of this property that is commercial. Okay.
Correct. It's referring back to prior tax notices as well. Just to make sure, I had submitted some supporting docs for the case here. Just wanted to make sure that you guys had received those.
I'm sure we
and
do.
Have access to them.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Now, you purchased this in 2023. You just purchased this.
For a clarification, I did not purchase it. I'm the authorized agent for Shannon Richard.
Okay, but the people who own it purchased.
They purchased in late March this year, correct.
Okay, and are they nightly rental?
They are not. They bought it for personal use, currently renovating. Next thing you know, their taxes went round numbers, $1,400 to $2,400.
So you got a notice that it went to 100% commercial?
Not 100%.
Yeah, they did get a notice.
But yes, did receive the notice for that increase.
When they purchased the property, they received a sales letter asking for what they paid and some other questions.
Okay.
They also, at the same time, received a sales affidavit. And because it had already been a nightly rental, we just wait for that paper to come back.
Sure.
But they didn't send it, and so we left it commercial.
So valuation has not been appealed. It's just classification.
Correct.
And what you're telling us is this is purely a residential property at this point.
That is correct.
Okay. If that changes and it gets put in a rental program, then, of course, that could change what you're looking at. But does the assessor have any other evidence that it's not residential at this point?
No. But we do ask them to come fill out one of our forms so that we have it on file that it is not
you betcha.
Rental.
Okay. Yes, we're willing to comply with
the
whatever
you need. Is this the only property they have ownership in Taney County?
Correct.
Okay. That's why it's so important to fill those things out when I send them.
I will make sure we do a better job. Thank you.
Okay, is it currently being renovated, and is it going to be a residence, or is it going to be,
It is my understanding their intentions is not to use that for the sole purpose of income producing, to enjoy that with personal use. They did not get a commercial loan. Nothing that they have, there's no evidence tying this to be a commercial rate at all.
I understand. What I think it previously had been in a rental nightly rental,
and
I think that's the reason that you got the notice. So
yes,
if it's currently not in a rental program, then I would make a motion to reclassify this as 100% residential.
I'm good with that.
Okay. I'm not going to second yet, just because I'm looking up to make sure that it wasn't ever, like, when they bought it, it wasn't at all, which it doesn't transfer, I get that, but... And this is number
297.
No, this is number two, unit two.
Correct.
Okay. It was classified as a vacation rental when they bought it, but if they're saying that they're not, then we have to take them on their word. So I would second your motion.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Alicia, if you could print out a nightly rental affidavit for the gentleman, I'll have him come by for it. Thank you.
Okay, what she's asking you to do is just go by the assessor's office on the way, but
yes,
it's you'll get a decision letter reclassifying the property.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry I had to wait. All right. We have one, two, three that were 9 o'clock or 9:15.
The Everett Investment.
Yes.
That's Tim Davis. He's going to go ahead and do all his at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then what about the first one, Angela Rodriguez?
I spoke with her this morning, and she's aware that it was at 10 o'clock. And other than that, we haven't heard any more.
At 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
She moved her because we weren't going to be here. All right. I got a phone number here I can call.
Call cannot be complete.
Okay, I'm not fast enough, obviously. 7559-2929. Okay. Do we know if this is a nightly rental?
Yes, I think she's asking.
Hey, please.
It is a nightly rental, that's what she says.
Angela, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Are you planning to be here in person today? I know we had to move you a little bit from 9, or do you just want to handle this over the phone?
Yeah, it was just over the phone. She had called me and said they moved it, and I figured you probably got backed up.
Yeah, we just didn't have enough people available at 9 o'clock. We had to start at 10. Angela, is this an appeal of value classification? Which are those? Or discrimination?
I'm not familiar with what it is. It's just an appeal of we see if you try to come down at all on and they raised it from 1,500 to over 5,000.
Okay. All right. It looks like it's classification and valuation, and you said, is it basically it looks like a property you live in part-time and then you put in a nightly rental program?
Yeah, so it was rented 124 days last year. This year it's been less.
Sure.
Because there's like a lot more, you know. When I started out, there was 179 people, so now they've got over 350, I think.
Angela, do you have any other properties in Taney County?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm showing two residences on the properties.
Okay. On this property, are there two buildings?
There's a one house. And then it was an old garage, and so it's just where I put my extra stuff. It's just like a storage, I guess.
I
don't got much in there.
It's showing on the Beacon website that there's two residences on the property, or two houses.
No, sir. No. It was a garage. And the garage door came off, and I just enclosed it, and I just got stuff in there. And she had someone else go back out there and look, and I told her she could open the door and look in it.
Okay.
But she had never said it. She had put it as a residence at all.
So it's just a storage building?
Yeah, it was a two-car garage.
It's a commercial.
And I just enclosed where the door is, but the roof is really, really bad on it, so I don't know if it's ever going to leak, so I don't put much stuff in there. I actually just built a regular storage shed on my property. I didn't, because I don't even trust that garage, because it has to have a brand-new roof. It's really bad.
Okay, we've pulled up the aerial right now, so we're looking at it.
Yeah. There's a storage shed right next behind... right behind the well house that I just built, but I don't have anything in there but some cushions from the patio that was no good.
Does the assessor have any information on this?
Yeah.
He had someone else go back out, sir, and look at it.
All right. Yeah. What I'm going to do, Angela, is the assessor's looking at herself right now. I'm going to let her respond.
Okay, so we sent an appraiser out. I guess they requested we come back out and take a look again.
Okay.
And so he was back out on June the 7th, it looks like, this year. And let's see, it says they changed the roof to enamel metal. We had it incorrect, so that's more expensive. Remove the window units, change the plumbing to excellent because it's all been remodeled, 4.5 bath basement to garage, converted to basement living area, and then it says, I guess they added a wood deck.
Okay, what did you say was converted?
So on this one,
the garage,
the first garage, we zeroed it out because when they went out and they redid it. So second residence, the one, it should actually be a garage.
Okay.
When Eric redid it, it should have been put in as a garage, not a residence. So that it needs to be fixed.
So is this property residential?
No. It's a...